And you see another issue. The churches came to us, came to me at one particular part. Some of the representatives of some of the churches, and how they got past the police cordon to get near me for a start was a miracle. But they know how to move miracles, apparently. And they wanted to know what they could do. They wanted a specific project. So I said to them, well, all the people that have been flooded out and where they've gone to, they only have the clothes they've stood up in, and we're sorting that, but they've got nowhere to clean their clothes. So could the churches take on laundering, washing and drying and ironing their clothes and taking them back to them? And that's what they did.
Wow.
You know, there were so many things like that that had to be done that you don't even think of.
You don't, do you?
Mm.
Practical stuff.
Practical
stuff. Every day.
Yeah. And you see, the accommodation. The accommodation was an absolute nightmare. There were about 5,000 people actually needed looking after.
Goodness.
We had some homes that they never got back into for months. There were some homes that never got back into for a year. There were some homes that never got back in for 2 years. TY, the aluminium smelter, had just built a whole new group of brand new houses way down the bottom of South Invercargill. They offered them to us. They were empty. They just finished.
Wow.
They offered them to us. But even that was a hassle because we couldn't use them until we'd called in a lawyer and set up a contract. So they were covered and we were covered. And you know, we're talking about hours and days and things, and we couldn't have people just sitting around. And so there was an awful lot of very quick work done in that area.
What about furnishing them?
Well, you see, there was nothing in them for a start.
Mm.
There wasn't even... One of the things I discovered when we started moving people into them was that there wasn't even drapes to cover the windows.
Oh, yes.
And so we had those houses. We had people staying with relatives. And that was fine for a few days.
Mm-hmm. Human
and after
nature.
Those days went past, and they were getting pretty nervy and pretty toy, and the people that had been delighted to have them were getting, well, when are they going to go, sort of thing.
Human nature.
Yes. And can you imagine that over months? We had people in caravans, and they were still there in the middle of winter. And some of those dads had lost their jobs in the flood, and they were home all the time.
Oops.
And there were little kids. Can you imagine what was happening there?
Yes.
We had divorces. Yeah, it was very traumatic.